This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Kurt Lux has a ready laugh. The moment you think he's serious, he's not. For much of his life, Lux has written comedy and humor for television, radio, and in books. But then he decided to get serious, and the humor writer became a poet. Lux's books include a humorous collection, It's Funny Until Someone Loses an Eye, Then It's Really Funny, and a new poetry chapbook, One of These Things Is Not Like the Other. He reads one of his poems.
This is a poem, it's at the end of the book. It's called Meditation, and it's basically a record of an attempt to meditate, and it's also a description of what I think meditation is, and it's also a record of failure. Meditation. The long, shuddering intake of breath from the air conditioner plays its one plaintive note for all it's worth. So much feeling in that undying death rattle, I believe more than the air is being conditioned. And behind it, the sound of crickets, where there are no crickets. The crickets are in me. All of this is somewhere in me. And I am somewhere else. A vista opening on a verge. Scenes waiting to become sounds, sounds waiting to become words, words waiting to become thoughts, thoughts waiting to remake the world because the world they behold is unbearably bright and utterly silent, strange and beautiful and terrifying.
Kurt, as you walked into the studio, you threw out this comment that I'm still thinking about, that you're turning away from humor and more towards poetry. The community probably knows you and beyond the community as a humor writer. So talk about that. What happened there?
Well, I spent a long time doing humor. At different times in my life, I've made my living from it. I wrote humor for television. I'm in the radio business now, but I came into radio as a comedy writer, not as a manager. I was raised to love both humor and poetry. I started out as a poet, as a teenager, and was getting into some good magazines and enjoying it. And then I got bit by the comedy writing bug, and I turned to that, and I did that for a long time. I wrote for The Onion about 20 years. I published stuff in The New Yorker, McSweeney's Internet Tendency, all the good places where you could publish humor. I ran a literary humor site, actually, until just a month or two ago.
Big Jewel?
The Big Jewel.
Yeah.
Where I mostly selected and edited stuff by other people, but I published a lot of my stuff, too.
Up until a month ago, you're not doing that anymore?
It's there as an archive, but I've given it up.
Wow, you're serious about this.
I'm serious about being serious. Well, I found myself thinking that I had abandoned poetry too early and that I wanted to go back to it. I felt like unfinished business. Also, I kind of burned out on humor. Humor is very unforgiving, very unrelenting. It is demanding.
A lot harder, I think, than most people realize.
I think it's a very difficult form of writing, and you can burn out on it. I had funny headline fatigue from writing for The Onion for so long. And everything, it's a joke, a follow-up to the joke, a setup to the next joke, and then finally ending with some joke that tops them all and somehow unifies everything. Because if you're trying to write literary humor, which was my goal, I was inspired by the New Yorker writers of old, you're always trying to make a piece of art, not just something that's funny, not just something that's topical. But after a while, I sort of found myself wanting to do other things, and I felt very restive and unhappy with only being able to make jokes. So I turned back to poetry about 3 years ago, and I simply haven't looked back. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. I did collect my humor into a book called It's Funny Until Someone Loses an Eye, Then It's Really Funny. But that's pretty much going to be the capstone of my humor writing career, I believe. I don't see myself going in that direction again. My latest book is a chapbook of poems called One of These Things Is Not Like the Other. And
you have another one coming.
I have another chapbook coming called Feral Grief, which deals with some pretty dark stuff. I find a lot of poems about childhood are coming to me now.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Are you a man of rewrites, or when you get into that zone, you create a finished product?
It all depends. There's some things I worked on for years because I couldn't solve the problem that I saw, and other things that just come to me complete and entire. A lot of it depends on, you talked about being in a zone. I think it is a zone. And lately I'm in a different zone. I met somebody. I fell in love. I've been writing a lot of love poems lately. But I met someone here named Cheryl. And we've become very close, and I find myself treating her like my muse a lot.
Changes a man.
It does. It does. So that's a lot of what I've been writing lately. And when I do this reading at Michigan News, I will read from the book, but there's a lot of new ones that are
different. I was going to ask you about that. You're going to be doing a reading on Wednesday, December 11th,
yes,
along with another poet, Tim Hawkins from Grand Rapids.
Right.
So tell us about this event.
I think there will be violence. No, there will be.
See, we can't keep you serious. I tell you, Kurt.
Well, you know Dean Hawk, who runs the Michigan News and has these readings. It's really a wonderful series of readings she does. She seems to want to do about one a month.
Yeah.
There was one just this week, and I went to it. Cheryl and I both went to it. And they're all good. She has a way of pairing people that play off each other in a way. So we'll each read. We'll each answer questions. We'll talk. We'll sign books. I will probably read one humor piece just so that people have an idea what's in this book.
From the humor book. It's funny until someone loses an eye.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really
funny. Both will be available there.
They will. But I'll focus more on the poetry chapbook, and then I'll read some new poems.
From Feral Grief?
From Feral Grief, but then after most of that manuscript is done, it's still being worked on. But
so even newer beyond that.
Newer stuff, all the love poems. And then what happened was, after I met Cheryl, I also wrote a couple of really, really funny things that had nothing to do with anything except that I was just so happy when I wrote them.
See, it's sneaking through again.
Yes, it did.
Hard not to laugh. You have to, you know, and before I let you go, Kurt, there's another thing in your bio that I just have to ask you about. It says that you're plotting to overthrow our present system of government.
Only in my mind.
Oh, shucks.
It's all in the mind. No, I'm really very apolitical. I find most of the nurturing things in life, for me anyway, whatever I know about spirituality, it's in the arts, it's in nature. So music, poetry, painting, the people I care about, those are the essence of life. Everything else is kind of not as important as a lot of people seem to think it is, in my opinion. I don't think 10 or 20 years from now anyone's going to care who was president today. I think a lot of people will care about the poems that were written, the songs that were sung, the paintings that were done, the babies that were born, the people who loved each other. That's the stuff that matters.
May it be so.
I hope it's so. I personally believe it is so.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with comedy writer and poet Kurt Lux. He'll read at the Michigan News Agency at 6 p.m. on December 11th. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.